Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Now, Michelle, you're in on a regular basis on Friday nights, and I'm glad you were able to come in tonight, because I know there's some tough issues that your family's dealing with right now.
Yeah.
So thanks for making it out here, because I know there was something that was really important to you that we never got a chance to talk about last week. So I want to make sure we led the show off here tonight with that. And that is the freedom to travel, shall we put it that way?
Sure, as well as have be the possessor of your own property.
No, we're talking about the idea of, well, if you've got a car, at least this is how I've seen it, if you've got a car, you've not got no obligation to bow down in front of some government bureaucrat and give them your hard-earned money just so you can travel from point A to point B. As long as you're traveling safely, who cares? What's the big deal? You're paying gas taxes, so it's not like you aren't paying for the roads. What's wrong with the idea of just being able to go from one point to another and go there safely?
Exactly. And actually, I was corrected by a police officer who was involved in stealing my vehicles a couple weeks ago. On a lovely day when we were out boating, taking both my boat and my truck and towing them. Because they're neither one are registered, nor is the trailer that tows the boat. And what the cop told me was that the registration fees don't go to pay for roads, but rather they go to pay for police services as well as go into the general fund. Now, I have been unsuccessful in trying to determine whether or not that is in fact true.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
Well, taking him at his word.
That's all you can really do.
Right.
If you're paying rent or paying property taxes, you're already paying for police department services there as well. And of course, a lot of their services I'd really rather be without personally, especially
the service of having your vehicle taken from you.
That service and the service of locking people up for, you know, having a plant or a chemical or something like that. So this kind of started, at least recently, with you here in New Hampshire. As you mentioned, out on the water, you'd gone out with some of the other liberty-loving folks in the area, and you were out on your boat, and there was maybe about eight people, maybe seven?
There were eight
people?
Of us, but it actually started, I mean, I haven't registered my vehicles for a long time, but a month before I had received a ticket, for which I've already gone to court for, and I'm going to have a trial in September. So the truck had already received a ticket for unregistered vehicle.
Okay.
Yes. So when I was out on the water with literally eight or nine of us, and we were having a grand old time, a harbor cop pulled us over. And that was because I don't have numbers on my boat.
Mm-hmm.
So
government approved numbers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which amazes me on a lake. I really wonder about this. What is the purpose of registering? I can kind of get why the government wants you to register a vehicle. Like, you know, if it's involved in a bank robbery, they want to be able to read the numbers on the back and say, that's that vehicle.
Well, and presuming the bank robber will not obscure the numbers in some way in some form of intelligent fashion.
It's the idea, though, that they can eliminate that car from the list of vehicles that have robbed the bank because it doesn't have the same number or something.
The idea is that they own the lake and they want to know exactly who's on it, and they want to get money out of every single one of those people.
He also told me he wanted to know what I owned.
In general?
Yes, he said that part of the purpose in having people register their property is so that we know what you own.
Wow.
I thought that was ludicrous.
Well, I guess that's in case it gets lost, then they can claim that they're going to get it back to you. Not that this works well generally.
Right. So this...
all you have to have is have had a vehicle stolen to realize that, yeah, the cops aren't really that good at getting your car back. I mean, it happens now and then, but usually when they do get the car back, they give it to the insurance company that you've already gotten paid from because it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. So this Tony was the name of the cop, and he was very distressed that Michael was videotaping him, and
right.
said, you know, turn that off. And Michael said no, and then, you know, we had a little bit of dialogue about that, and Michael continued taping, and he was, you know, the cop was calm about it and everything, but he went through a series of whys. You know, regarding the questions I had. He said that he needed to see that I had enough safety devices, including life jackets on board, and that I need to have a fire extinguisher, et cetera. And so I have all those things simply because I'm a responsible boat owner, you know. And then he was very concerned because I don't have a boater's license, and that there was no way that I could possibly be out boating without one. And I said, well, what's the purpose? He said, to show that you, you know the rules. I said, so if I don't have one, then you assume I don't know the rules? And he goes, well, I'll give you an example. What are those sticks over there? And I said, you mean those two posts that indicate water hazard, the one being to indicate that there are rocks below? And he said, oh, yeah, those. I said, oh, yeah, I'm well aware. I said, and then I tried to make the point to him that while he was having me pulled over, there were other people that were whipping people around with on inner tubes, and they were going across the lake as opposed to with the flow of traffic. There is a direction that you use typically when you're, you know, skiing and things like that. So there was a safety issue at hand out on the lake where people could potentially get hurt, and yet he was pulling me over because I don't have numbers on my boat?
Well, it's all your fault, Michelle. Don't you understand? See, that's what they're going to say, is this is a typical thing that the government people will say is, well, it's all your you activists' fault that we have to deal with this. We could be out busting those people that are actually doing things that are putting others in danger, perhaps. But no, no, we have to be here filling out this ticket because you made us pull you over. You made us enforce this law on you by breaking it. We have to do it.
So had I had just arbitrary numbers that I just stuck on my boat, they would never have even noticed me.
I wonder about that. I bet you're right. Do you think he's out there with a little digital pad running numbers on boats?
You can't see. I mean, I'm going, you know, 35 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. How would he couldn't see me, but you can see that there's no one there, that there's nothing there.
Gotcha.
You know? So then as we, he very thoughtfully allowed me to surf, though, on the way back to the dock. And he
can't surf?
Yeah, I surf by my boat.
Okay.
Yeah, with a surfboard.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know much about the boating registration world. So if you've got numbers on your boat from Florida, is that enough to get them to leave you alone? Like, as far as, do you need to have numbers from each state in which the boat is taken? Or is it like a car license, you know, an auto tag where you can kind of take a boat to a different political designation?
Exactly. But you have to... you know, I assume. Actually, I don't know because I don't register my vehicles.
Right, you don't pay attention to that.
I mean, I really
stuff.
Don't know. Yeah. I now that you ask that question.
I figured you'd be the person that might know, considering you're associated
with
both. Yeah,
I don't. That's embarrassing, but no, I don't know.
But I think you're right. It's probably
it would have to be because, you know, if you're going to leave, for one, and New Hampshire has a very small amount of coastline. So if you're not in a lake, you're out on the sea. The ocean or whatever, you have to be able to go to Maine. You know, you have to be able to zip over to Kittery and down to Boston and that kind of thing.
So you need some Shire numbers for your boat is basically what you need.
That's
right?
What I need, yeah.
You know, I think that I support this idea of having this kind of alternative society where you can have your own set of numbers. Like I had a private plate for my car, and I drove around with it for a while until I finally got busted for it. One of these days I'll probably put it back on. But it has my phone number on it. So that's a good identifying number, right?
Sure.
It's a number that somebody could actually call you while you're in the car, or as soon as they see you, they could make a phone call, leave a voicemail, or talk to you in person and say, hey, I think your driving sucks, or you're doing a really great job today, buddy, or something like that.
Or, hey, you're cute.
There could be that, too. Yeah.
Well,
so.
I think that when it comes to vehicle registrations, I always feel like this is an issue that I don't understand why activists go get so excited about.
Well, right. You have been a big critic on this one, and that's why I wanted to see maybe to pit the two of you against one another, because Michelle is really excited about this issue.
She is.
And you've been
by the way,
huge critic.
I have gone
said,
to her.
You said this is a bad issue as well in the past.
Oh, I agree. It's a bad issue.
You think that people are going to look at Michelle as a crazy loon and they're going to basically just completely think this is nuts. Right?
Well, thus far, the 60 or so people that I've spoken to on the street about this are 100% behind me. So,
see, Mark, it's because you've never actually talked to anybody about
That's
it.
That's Michelle's
right?
interpretation of her conversation with people. I mean, the crazy lady I talked to, a couple of days ago, she thinks that I think whatever her world is fine, too.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, although Michelle probably will probably have better success in talking to people about this issue than, say, I would or another activist. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those, including our webcam. Go watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. You can go and do those things over at cam.freetalklive.com, like the rest of our website. It's totally free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit your site, whether it's for better results in search engines and advertising or just getting your message out. You need all the hits you can get. MobsterHits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. A family-friendly web traffic exchange. FTL.mobsterhits.com can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family.
Do you need a cough drop?
That's funny. Sign up for the free FT. I can't help myself. There's so many mobster references in this in this copy. Sign up for free at FTL.mobsterhits.com now. You get a free 1 month upgrade if you sign up now. As a matter of fact, there's some secret upgrades if you sign up right away. It's ftl.mobsterhits.com. Listeners with liberty-oriented sites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free. Find out the details at ftl.mobsterhits.com.
So once again, our number is 800-259-9231. We'll get back to Mark and Michelle talking about the freedom to travel as an activism issue. But first, Rich is in Tennessee. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind tonight?
Man, I've really enjoyed your show. I've heard it a couple of times. I haven't caught it as much as I'd like to, but when I have, I definitely learned quite a bit. So I just want to tell you I appreciate your show a lot.
Cool, thanks, man. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And I know Michelle because we've kind of done some Ron Paul stuff together down here in Tennessee before she lives in New Hampshire now.
I do. How you doing?
Hey, Michelle. Yeah. I also want to say, Michelle, I admire you a lot. I think you help bring awareness to so many things. And so I just wanted to tell you that, just keep doing it.
Michelle's a killer activist. It's great to have her up here in New Hampshire. She's a doer. She's somebody who doesn't hesitate to go out and get it done, rather than waiting for somebody else to start something.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get on with it.
I only say that not to inflate your ego, but to hopefully use you as an example of others or for others to emulate perhaps in the future when they're ready to step into the world of activism. So go ahead with your thoughts, Rich.
Exactly. Well, but the thing about this kind of thing where I see it can be problematic is that...
you mean traveling without car registration?
Well, not this specifically, but let me explain what I mean. We all can't be passionate about every single issue out there, you know? It's impossible. And so, you know, Ron Paul is probably the only person I know out there that is passionate and can effectively and clearly communicate, you know, why we should all care about all these different issues, you know? But I guess what I want to say about it is just that sometimes we can lose the people when we make people feel like they're almost stupid or crazy because they do pay that tax or, you know, sort of be, sort of act like they should be as knowledgeable and passionate about it as we are. And that's what I see sometimes happens in the liberty movement is that, you know, I'm really passionate about this. I've taken a lot of time to research this and so I know why this is good to stand up and to oppose this issue, you know, this tax or whatever the issue is. It could be the Federal Reserve, anything, you know. But I just think that if we all do our part and we all do the research on an issue that we end up gravitating towards and feel most passionate about, we can accomplish these things. We can oppose them and we can stop the evil that we see that is encroaching upon all of us. But we all can't do it all. And so that's why I commend what Michelle's doing. On the other hand, I think that sometimes
you've been made to feel bad about not doing certain things?
No, I'm saying that we can do that to each other sometimes when we don't realize that each of us plays a role in being passionate about something that the state is doing to us, but we all can't take the time to oppose every single thing and go out there and stand on street corners for every single issue.
I agree, Rich, but if I could interrupt you for a second, remember when we were all getting the signatures for the HR 1207, the audit of Fed? Okay, we were out there, we were all sweating, it was like 110 degrees, we got, you know, thousands of signatures, et cetera. We, you know, filmed it, we took it up to the House Rep's office there and submitted it and da-da-da-da-da for nothing. I mean, sure, it made its way, but by the time it got to the floor, it was so watered down, it was junk, it was garbage. And so that was really kind of my last hurrah at working through the system. Now, I understand that other people haven't burned out on that, and so if that's what they feel called to do, that's fine. But, you know, we've been talking recently about getting people who are coming at things from a different angle, but are, you know, interested in the same sort of subject and topics to kind of be a little bit more organized about going at it at the same time from the different place you're going, you know, you're attacking things from, you know,
What I'm hearing Rich say is that he feels like maybe that so many people are being pulled in too many different directions, like that there are people that want you to spend time on things that you just don't have time for. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I think we make people feel stupid sometimes. Like for instance, I might talk to a friend who might not know about this issue, which I think is important. I'm glad that Michelle's talking about this because I want to learn more about it. But you know, I might know about nutrition and you know, all the UN laws that are being passed and taken away, or supplements and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I might talk to my friend, oh, are you crazy? You should be out here, you know, posing these tax on boats and your vehicles. But he's doing his part in the nutrition world, opposing the UN stuff. And so it's like,
I would never say to somebody, you should be doing this.
Right, me neither.
Yeah.
I think that people should do whatever they feel is right. I think they should pursue whatever, you know, activism issues are the most interesting to them. I think there are those kind of centrally organized, kind of minded people that want to shoehorn everybody into, listen to me, do what I say. But I don't think those people are very effective up here. I don't know any of those people. And it just, I don't experience that. I don't know if any of you guys, Mark or Michelle, you know, up here in New Hampshire with the activism movement we have, which is a very robust mm-hmm. movement with a lot of different aspects to it at any given point in time. I think there may be been a little bit of conflict between a few
mostly
activists.
Mostly we get, when we get the advice from people that you should do this, it's usually people that don't live in New Hampshire.
This is true, yeah, like an anonymous poster on a blog or something like that. So I just don't see that.
Yeah, maybe if I could see it a more positive way. I guess what I ultimately want to say is, I think Michelle's doing an awesome job, and you know, I want to be passionate about that too, but I don't want to be like, if I pay that tax because I'm not aware yet, like maybe I will be aware and maybe I will join forces with her and oppose that. But
sure.
It's like, you only have so much time to find out.
Absolutely. Michelle's never said to anybody, hey, you need to join me on this. She's
right.
Just taking the lead and doing what she thinks is right. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, and then hopefully inspiring others to follow suit. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spell DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. The mobile site is one of them. You can access our mobile site via your smartphone. Go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams and podcast there. That's M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we all have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, so 800-259-9231, more freedom to travel on the way. Theo is on the line there right now in Ohio. Theo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi, greetings. I wanted to call about something that was really shocking to me that you all had talked about the other day. I have to say I was in utter disbelief that you all were actually in support of GMOs, it sounded like, and
GMOs and genetically modified
organisms.
Yeah,
I mean, Mark even made the point that he thought that they would feed the, you know, help feed people.
Well,
and I mean, no, I wouldn't. I think this is a crazy statement. And honestly,
okay, you don't think that the genetically modified foods actually grow greater yields than? And more robust crops and greater yields than
sure,
the
at the expense of
I mean,
the environment.
You just want the short-term get-off, or do you want the long-term the long-term goal of
Well, first of all, I'd like to correct you on something. You said you all support GMO, and it sounds to me like Michelle It sounds to me like Michelle is on your side here. I like the idea of putting food in people. Hold on, man. I like the idea of...
are going to be in support of this view. You can't...
You asked me a question, and I was going to answer it for you, Theo. Yes, I like the idea of having food in starving people's bellies. If that can come out of the GMO crops,
the same old statement. Like, you don't realize Africa, and that's probably what you're talking about, is a country that has just an amazing plethora of plants that feed people that have been tampered with already with the GMOs. It's just going to continue. And then those people won't have the unique plants. There's a plant in Africa called moringa. It by itself will support a whole diet.
Why would people not have unique plants because somebody's growing a GMO crop?
The GMOs tamper with these plants. They are no longer heirloom at that point. They lose their ancient quality.
They have GMO moringas?
No, they don't, fortunately. Well. But, you have to look at the research.
Hold on a second.
Just one moment, please, sir. Okay, you have to look at the research in India, all the crop failures that happen within 3 years. The farmers are killing themselves by
drinking
pesticides.
Why do the farmers do that to themselves?
Because it's a short-term goal, and then
why don't you use corn for an example? Because corn is something that people can understand because it's grown here.
Yes, tampered all the corn.
Right, and so corn, when it was grown back, during the Pilgrims' days and what have you, was really only about an inch and a half long to 2 inches long. And that's not the corn that we imagine when we think of corn on the cob. And so that's an easier one for people to understand than something that's grown in the Amazon, like, maca.
Well, if you want to talk about corn, that's fine. But I want to know more about this claim about the crop failure. So let me see if I'm following you.
That's what I'm saying. You all need to do some research before
making
a statement.
Thanks, man. We've talked about this on the air before a number of times. We've been given lots of information over the years. So instead of just saying you need to do some research, how about you, who are supposedly so well-researched, answer some questions so the rest of our audience that might have a thing or two to do with their time besides pore over tomes of information could maybe be enlightened a little bit.
Right. So I don't need any reading assignments. Thanks.
So I'm going to ask you again, and if you'd like to help, you're welcome to answer some questions. If not, you can move along. But my question is...
Move along? I'm not voting for you all anymore.
Wait.
I'm not going to listen to you anymore by your crazy statement.
Excuse me, what he just said to you was really fair. What he said to you was just really fair, and he just gave you an opportunity to share with a million people some facts about GMOs. So can you just do that?
Okay, so here's my question for you. If you want to get all defensive, then that's not a conversation. My question is, regarding your claim that farmers are killing themselves down there or whatever, that they're failing, crop failure, you repeated that crop failure over and over again. So if I'm a farmer and my crops fail, and they didn't used to fail before I started getting these GMO seeds from Monsanto or whoever, don't you think I'd draw the conclusion that maybe it was the GMO seeds that were failing me and maybe I should go back to the old way?
Yeah, but it's too late when you're starving and your family and you're basically, you have nothing. Those people depend on every year they need a yield for their family.
So let me see if I'm following you.
If it fails, they are done.
Are you saying to me that the GMO food is going to fail all over the place? Because otherwise, how are they making money?
I'm saying that's going to happen, yes. And I'm saying Monsanto is one of the biggest threats to our freedoms. And I can't believe you all are supporting this kind of thing.
Monsanto uses the intellectual property laws the United States government has created and basically foists on the rest of the world. So, it's a corporation that's in bed with the government, but it's really no different than other corporations. It's using these awful intellectual property laws. That much is true. But GMO foods are less likely to fail as crops because they're resistant to pests and some pests. They're resistant to many of the blights. So most of the things
Can you look at the research on what GMOs do? I'm not going to bring it up.
You keep telling me to look at the research.
I'm not going to say what they do because you'll say, oh, conspiracy theory and all that. Just, please...
Look at it from a different perspective.
When you tell me to do research, it's nonspecific. I have done hours and hours of research on this subject. Now, because I don't agree with you does not mean that my research is fallacious. It means that you are not being specific, so be specific.
And then you're going to say conspiracy. GMOs lead to sterility.
You're the one that brought up the
GMOs. You just gave your first fact. That was awesome. You just gave your first fact. GMOs lead to conspiracy theory. I know how you all talk. Calm down.
I give a point,
nobody said anything
theory.
About conspiracies. You're the one who brought up the term conspiracy in this conversation.
You say them a lot, though. I mean, if I must say, you all say... You all use that statement a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I really don't know what you're talking about.
9/11, for one.
Where are the birth rates down?
Conspiracy.
Where are the birth rates down?
Africa. I mean, this is what they do.
Birth rates are down in Africa?
Birth rates are down all over the world.
No, that's good.
This is what GMOs... No, gosh, you don't...
You think it's good that people have a bunch of babies?
No.
Theo, good luck to you, man. Thanks for the call. I can't handle you anymore. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is you want. And to his allegations that we're constantly attacking conspiracy theorists, we don't talk about that stuff unless some conspiracy theorist calls in and starts spouting off about 9/11, which it sounded like he wanted to get into that, too.
I don't know that claiming the GMOs cause sterility is a conspiracy theory unless one is claiming that the intent is to cause sterility, at which point it would be a conspiracy theory. I would need to see some evidence on that. I haven't heard that claim at all.
Right,
and
just
it doesn't
make a blanket
seem like
claim.
Birth rate is a problem in the world where, you know, the population's growing.
Right, and just to make that, you know, blanket claim without having any kind of correlation or being able to look at the possible causes of what he might be saying there, there's a lot
The instance he's talking about here, I said I attempt to buy organic foods because I believe the GMO foods are harvested and that they're grown in an immoral fashion. They're made to be resistant to Roundup and things like this. These pesticides, herbicides, the fertilizers that they use on them, they run off into rivers. They create they kill fish. They create dead zones. I buy organic for that reason.
Sounds like you're on the same side as him.
Right, but that's it. I don't agree with every single word he said.
You need to do more research.
And this
Mark is pounding on the table.
This is the mentality.
Woo!
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And again, on the website, totally free. Go in there, go over there, get interactive. You can actually control the content of the site. So the stuff you see up there has been placed there by listeners like you and voted up or voted down. You get to vote on what you like and dislike. And the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top at freetalklive.com. Before we go on with your calls, there are a few more thoughts I want to get out because it was hard to have a conversation or even the beginnings of a conversation with Theo there. He just wanted to rant in his anti-GMO zealotry. And as we found out, Michelle, you're pretty much on board with a lot of the ideas in the anti-GMO crowd. Mark, you're certainly friendly toward them. And
he yelled
I don't
at both of us. Huh? He yelled at both of us, though, even though we were agreeing with him.
Right, right. And that really, it's the mark
He's
of a
upset.
Zealot. It's the mark of a zealot, somebody who just, you know, they don't even want to begin to have a conversation and not even try to show somebody, oh, yeah, I agree with you on this. Now look at this. You know, that's we were talking to somebody earlier about activists and feeling like they're pulled in too many different directions because somebody's trying to coax them into helping with their particular thing that they're interested in. It works better when you're talking to somebody about the things they're interested in. So if I'm talking to you on a one-to-one basis and you're telling me what's you know important to you, I want to change the war on drugs, or I want to change, you know, the driving regulations or whatever, then you can focus on those areas because that's what that person's interested in. You don't just have somebody tell you, well, I want to change things about the driving regulations, and then start talking to them about the war on drugs. It's just not going to connect that well. And similarly, when somebody tells you they agree with you on an issue, you don't start focusing immediately on the, you know, the negatives or the points that you want to shove their nose in or whatever.
Especially when you're a guest anymore. On their show and you're giving him a forum to speak to a million people. Why
that may be exaggerated.
Or whatever, you know. I embellish.
Many. So a million people could listen if they wish to. I suspect that a million people will not hear him.
The point that I wanted to make is that certainly Monsanto, I'm no fan. I don't like any big food or any big corporation that has governmental control over certain things.
Especially Monsanto. I mean, they're hugely connected with the government.
Right. As you pointed out, they make buku bucks because they have patents on these
technologies.
They
go after small farmers who have had pollen from one, you know, from one of their big farms go off into their little farm. They'll go after the farmer who's, you know, just the wind has pollinated his corn or whatever.
Right, for a copyright violation or something like
that. It's ridiculous. It's insane. And they use the power of the patent and the civil court system to basically drive somebody into bankruptcy.
To crush them, take their farm from them, and then...
All kinds of things.
These last two callers, make a good point in that there are these agenda-driven conversations and activism and things that people are supposed to get upset about. If you are able to come up with a core system of principles, then you're going to see how all of these things are interconnected, but it's going to be easier to strike at the root of the problem. You know, and so whereas you, Mark, are not going to get your panties in a wad over the GMOs, you do fight against the unethical behavior of corporations.
I live my life in such a fashion that we grow food at my house, and when we buy food, we attempt to buy organic foods. There's some that we choose not to. We attempt to buy grass-fed beef, you know, all these things. And all these things I had said previously, and this is what the caller, what's his name, Ian?
Oh, that was Theo.
Theo was referencing, you know, that instance. He picked out one nugget of it and that he was upset about. And I do think that there's value to the sort of the idea of modifying organisms in order to make them more resistant to pests and more resistant to blight and things like that. I think that there's value to that. What I don't like is the way they go about fertilizing them and the way they go about killing off the plants that might compete with them.
Sure, but you're making your choice in the marketplace to try to avoid products like that. You're choosing the
voting
ones
with your dollar.
Right, you're voting with your dollar to choose the products that you think are grown in the right way. Right, Mark? And that's all you can really do. That's really all you can do, because you're not going to say, I say we ban this, and then use the force of government to come down on these folks. So what I wanted to focus on, though, is the idea of these farmers and the crop failure. If you go and you look for GMO crop failure, you'll see 80%, 70% crop failure in so-and-so where. Africa, etc. And I understand that farmers are really important. Like, there's this myth that, well, you know, farmers are more important than other businesses out there because, you know, we need to eat. So farmers are really important, and they're poor. And I get that. And I get it that, if you're a poor farmer and you invest in something new, a new technology in this case, seed technology, and it fails, that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt your bottom line. Maybe it's even going to bankrupt you if you make a poor decision. But businesses fail all the time, and farmers are businesses. Okay, running a farm is a business. It's not a charity for most in most cases. So if you're a farmer and a Monsanto salesperson comes along to your farm and says, "Hey, we've got this great new seed here, and it's going to be resistant to disease. It's going to be resistant to pests. It's going to grow bigger. You're going to be able to get more per square yard of farm. And wow, look at this. This is a great product, and we're going to sell it to you at this price." Now, if the farmer's never done anything like this before, if he's never heard anything, because you'd think that the word would get around that, hey, this stuff's failing, so maybe you shouldn't buy that stuff, Jim. But, you know, apparently, just say the word hasn't got to this farmer yet. You're the farmer, Mark, and Monsanto comes to you and pitches you on this great-sounding seed.
Am I a foreign farmer?
It doesn't matter.
What kind
of
foreign am
I? Let's just say you're a poor farmer, okay? So you're not one of the mega farmers. You're a poor farmer.
I have a poor accent.
So you are a poor farmer, and you've been presented with this concept. And they want you to buy the seeds. Now, you've been growing food successfully because you're already a farmer. That's why they're approaching you. So you've been growing food with regular seeds, doing it the old-fashioned way successfully for a long, long time.
Me and my donkey.
What are the odds that you're going to be so persuaded by the sales pitch that you're just going to say, all right, I'm switching 100% over to this new seed, and I'm just going to put all my eggs in one basket and
go for
it?
I think Monsanto may actually make you do something like that. And one of the things...
That you can't do half and half? You can't grow...
They are absolutely terrible in the United States. I don't know what their they're like in other countries. I've heard these claims, but I'm very skeptical of claims that come from, you know, Eastern India that there's no corroboratory evidence with. Why is a seed that is supposed to be far more robust than heritage type seeds, why is that failing when the heritage types crops didn't? If they're planting the same kind of thing, why would corn, Monsanto corn, fail there unless they don't know how to raise it? And I don't know what it takes to raise it. I don't know what the specifics are, frankly.
One of the problems is that the claim is that it takes the nutrients out of the soil at a faster rate, et cetera.
I've heard that.
And right, and so the way they grow, they cause, you know, runoff and the topsoil,
yep,
you know, disappears, et cetera. And, you know, you were saying, Ian, that this Monsanto salesman comes to the door and says da da da. One of the complaints is that there are suckers, or I know there's a farming term that's better than suckers, but in gardening, that's what it's called. Where wind has blown the seeds from farm A over to farm B. Mm. Farm B doesn't want those seeds, but
right,
it contaminates the heirloom, and so their farm, even though farm B didn't ask, didn't want, mm-hmm, didn't buy the Monsanto, those GMO modified genetically modified organism seeds have affected theirs.
Right. Yeah, I see where you're coming,
yeah,
from on that. That's certainly one of the concerns, but you can always have seeds blowing in from anywhere,
sure,
I suppose.
Well, but only Monsanto and some other big company like this would try to go after you legally,
right,
for it.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. And I don't agree with that, okay? But and I see what you're saying, Mark, and it's an interesting point that Monsanto would try to like cram down on the farmer and say, "Well, if you're going to buy our product, then you have to use it on your whole farm." Of course, anybody who is a buyer can simply say, "Well, no, I'm not going to do that, so thanks for the offer, but I'll just keep doing it the way that I know how to do things." And so businesses take risks, and if it turns out that this GMO crop thing is a bad risk, word's going to get around, and people are going to stop using this product. It seems like a problem that's going to solve itself, and I guess the idea is that
if there was a free market, sure, but the fact that they've got these lobbyists and this, you know, huge sums
in the
of
US,
money going...
But exactly, we're talking about people that are so dirt poor in India that one crop failure kills them,
right,
that they drink fertilizer is the claim that this
how
guy
are,
made.
How are you going to sue the African farmer? Was he going to pay you with rocks?
Right. Yeah, I don't think that there's anything to get out of it. And that's, you know, and that's kind of the point here is that, you know, these I bet this happened on one occasion or something like this. Some guy bought the Monsanto seed. There's a language barrier. He didn't realize that he wasn't going to get, that he wasn't going to be able to harvest seed from this and get seed crop. And I can imagine that's a huge issue. You know, he kills himself afterwards. But I can't imagine too many people are killing themselves over this stuff.
I think he might have misspoken when he said that.
Right, so here you go. I mean, just because you're right, Michelle, things do get kind of screwed up in the transmission process of information. Yeah, I mean, here just the first article I clicked on, a digital journal about this. The claim is that some farms have suffered up to 80% crop failures in South Africa. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.